heed such a prophet. This is what you requested of the Lord your God at Horeb on the day of the assembly when you said, if I hear the voice of the Lord my God anymore, or ever again see this great fire, I will die. Then the Lord replied to me, they are right in what they have said. I will rise up for them a prophet like you from among their own people. I will put my words in the mouth of the prophet who shall speak to them everything that I command. Anyone who does not heed the words that the prophet shall speak in my name, I myself will hold accountable. But any prophet who speaks in the name of other gods or who presumes to speak in my name a word that I have not commanded the prophet to speak, that prophet shall die.
Gospel reading for this morning is from Mark's Gospel. We've been reading through chapter 1 of Mark's Gospel, and it feels like we've been there for a long time. There's a lot that happens in this first chapter. But we continue reading this morning with Mark chapter 1, verses 21 through 28. Let's listen together for God's Word. So they went to Capernaum, and when the Sabbath came, he entered the synagogue and taught. They were astounded at his teaching, for he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes. Just then there was in their synagogue a man with an unclean spirit. And he cried out, what have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God. But Jesus rebuked him, saying, be silent and come out of him. And the unclean spirit, convulsing him and crying with a loud voice, came out of him. They were all amazed, and they kept on asking one another, what is this, a new teaching with authority? He commands even the unclean spirits, and they obey him. At once his fame began to spread throughout the surrounding region of Galilee. May God bless the reading and hearing of this God's holy word. Let us be together in prayer. Holy God, we invite you into our presence this morning. We ask you help us to put away those things that might distract us. Help us to focus. Help us to center. Help us to hear your word and what it means for our lives and for the life of the world. Amen. I was taken this week by our reading from the book of Deuteronomy. It's in this passage that Moses, the quintessential prophet of Israel, tells the people that when he's gone and when he has to leave them, that God will raise up from among the people of other prophets that will do what prophets do, which is namely to be an intermediary between God and the people, who will receive God's word and then preach that outward into the world. Now you see here there's a promise that God is making. God is saying that even after Moses is gone, I will continue to be active and involved in the real lives of real people through this group of people called the prophets. The word prophet means one who is called and one who calls. So, taking God's promise seriously this week, I made a mental list of the prophets that I could think of. The biblical ones are the easiest. We've got Isaiah and Jeremiah and Ezekiel and Amos and Hosea and Habakkuk and Malachi and Micah and Deborah and Miriam, just to name a few. Of course, we have Jesus as well, who stands very much in line of the prophets of Israel. And we see him in our gospel reading this morning, teaching in the temple and exorcising somebody with a demon possession of some kind. And we're shown a picture of Jesus as one who speaks for God to the point where people are edified and to the point where people are healed. But there's prophets beyond the Bible as well. I think about Martin Luther, the great reformer from the 16th century, who voiced some concerns of abuses that he saw in the church, which sparked one of the greatest reform movements that the church has ever experienced. Now we've got the 20th century, too, and we have prophets like the great pastor and theologian Dietrich Bonhoeffer, who spoke for God over and against the Third Reich and Hitler and that whole movement that was going on. Of course, we have Martin Luther King Jr. as well, who spoke for God over and against racism, against injustice, and who spoke God's dream into the world. From ancient times to the 20th century, from Moses to King, we've got this group of people who go to the mountaintop, who listen to God, who receive God's word, and then who take that word and speak it into the world. Martin Luther King Jr. died in 1968, some 44 years ago. And so I wonder if God has kept God's promises. Has God continued to raise up prophets from among the people? Are there people today in our own lives, our own community, our own world who are willing to speak for God? Well, to answer that question, let's take a minute to look a little more closely at what a prophet is and what a prophet does. And let's begin by reading again together Deuteronomy 18, 15 through 20, which says to us that the Lord your God will raise up for you a prophet like me from among your own people. You shall heed such prophet. This is what you requested of the Lord your God at Horeb on the day of the assembly when you said, if I hear the voice of the Lord my God anymore, or ever again see this great fire, I will die. Then the Lord replied to me, they are right in what they have said. I will raise up for them a prophet like you from among their own people. I will put my words in the mouth of the prophet, who shall speak to them everything that I command. Anyone who does not heed the words that the prophet shall speak in my name, I myself will hold accountable. But any prophet who speaks in the name of other gods or presumes to speak in my name a word that I have not commanded the prophet to speak, the prophet shall die. It's a short, sort of compact little passage with much that's in it. But what really struck me this week is that it's sort of a job description. Sort of a job description for the prophet. That if I was to reword and publish in the Burlington Free Press Sunday Classifieds, I would write it to read like this. Wanted. A person like Moses who spends time with God, who has been called to speak for God, and who will do so without hesitation. Potential candidates will be good listeners. They must not worry about how their message will be received, but worry only about being faithful to God and to the message God has given them to speak. Serious inquiries only. Good job description, I think. But as all good job descriptions, they don't tell the whole story. You know, oftentimes employers leave out some details. So we know from the prophets of history and the Bible and since the biblical times, we know that prophets, well, get persecuted a lot. People don't tend to like the prophets very much. So in addition to that job description, I would add that prophets need to be aware that they'll experience rejection and that they will likely meet people who will seek to do them harm because either A, they see them as false prophets, or B, people don't really want to hear what God has to say anyway because God is challenging. So, putting this all together, I would define a prophet like this. A prophet is one who is called to stand in that noble, if not dangerous, line of Moses, to receive God's word, and then to speak that word into the world. Now, maybe you've heard other definitions of prophet. Maybe you've heard of prophets as those who predict the future. Think about prophecies, the prognosticators. Or maybe you've thought of prophets as those old crusty guys from the Bible who wave their finger and yell at people and say things like, thus saith the Lord. Or maybe you've thought of prophets as religious celebrities. You know, those people who get books written about them and doctoral dissertations written about them and who get movies made about them. But nowhere in Deuteronomy 18, 15 through 20 does it mention the future. It doesn't mention celebrity. It doesn't mention that you have to be crusty in order to be. But we have those images in our mind, I think, that become for us sort of like caricatures. And we think of prophets, you know, they sort of are almost like comic book characters that don't look anything like the people that we know and see around us. So maybe because we have that comic book vision in our mind of what a prophet is, maybe that's why we wonder if there are any prophets today. Maybe that's why we wonder if God has kept God's promise to raise up prophets from among us. Maybe we've forgotten Deuteronomy 18, which tells us that the only thing that we need to be a prophet is to be called. To be those who open our mouths wide enough to receive God's word and wide enough to speak that word out again. So we look around for comic book characters, and we don't see any. And we miss the prophets down the streets, in the house next door, sitting in the pews next to us, looking around for comic book characters. We miss the prophets that are within us. So I'll share with you my faith this morning. My faith that God has indeed kept God's promises. I'll share with you my trust that God has always had prophets raised up from among the people. I'll share my belief with you that there are prophets down the streets and next door, and there are prophets in this room. I have the privilege of serving with a woman named Reverend Debbie Ingram. She was the chair of the board of directors for the Vermont Conference United Church of Christ, which I serve on, and she is also the director of Vermont Interfaith Action in Burlington. She was ordained and she served a few churches in California before heading off to Bangladesh, of all places, to make films for hunger alleviation. These days, she's in Burlington, and what she does is she gathers different faith communities together to pool resources and energy to address the big systemic issues which threaten us all. Issues around economic justice, around healthcare, around poverty. I have never heard Debbie try to predict the future. I have never seen her on television beyond public access. She's not much of a celebrity, but I will tell you that I've heard her pray. I've seen her listen to God, and I've heard her in her own way try to tell others what God seems to be saying. Debbie Ingram is somebody who speaks for God. Then there's Lucy Samar. Many of you may know Lucy, I've heard that name. Lucy is the director of outreach for the First Church in Burlington. Lucy does lots of stuff. She, I think, was one of the founding members of COPS, Committee on Temporary Shelter. She sits on the board of JUMP, the Joint Urban Ministry Project, which our church has a relationship with. She has a refugee outreach program for the refugees in Burlington. She's also someone you can just get on the phone and talk to if you have a need for services somewhere in the Burlington area. She has a vast amount of knowledge. I've never heard her preach a sermon. I've never seen her wag her finger, though I think Lucy could wag her finger if she needed to. But I will tell you that looking at her life of service is a sermon, which is evidence that she listens to God and is doing her best to tell us what God has told her. And then, of course, there's Reverend Charlie McGill, who many of us in this room met a few months ago when Charlie came and preached for our Consecration Sunday. Charlie shared with us at that time that he retired from IBM. He was an engineer, and then he went and did something crazy and got ordained and started serving churches and working a lot with Habitat for Humanity. And these days, he is the coordinator for the Volunteers in Mission United Methodist Church. So many days of the week, one or two days a week, he will be in Waitsfield or Riverton or Waterbury or somewhere doing Hurricane Irene relief and also coordinating other groups who come in from all over the place to do that kind of work as well. I've had a chance to spend some time with Charlie over the last year or so, and I can tell you that Charlie is a man who goes to the mountaintop regularly. He's a man who listens to God, and then he's got the courage to tell others what God has told him. Last, there's a woman in our own community who has given me permission this morning to speak her name as long as I don't say anything nice about her. Many of you know Barbara Brosen, who is a longtime volunteer with our ecumenical ministries, and she has been running the bread and produce table at the food shelf for probably 10 years or so. Now, my station at the food shelf is right by Barbara, so I get to talk to her, and I've worked with her on the board and some other places, and I've seen at setup night, distribution, and just in talking with her, she's very clear that the work she's doing is God's work. She doesn't like limelight. She doesn't like a whole lot of attention, but it doesn't take much time to spending with her to know that she's listening to what God has said to her. And she's doing her best to live that out. She speaks volumes with the produce and with the bread. Can you see how Barbara speaks for God? Can you see how Debbie and Lucy and Charlie, how they speak for God? They've got the prophet in them. We wonder where the prophets are, maybe. And we forget that the prophets are right here. And right here and right here, too. See, the Deuteronomy 18 is a job description. It has been for thousands of years. And the question for us, the challenge for us perhaps is, will we listen to the job description? Will we pick up the phone and call that number? Will we be those who speak for God? It's dangerous. It always has been. But God challenges us to take up that task. You don't need to be Amos. You don't need to be Hosea or Isaiah or Ezekiel or Jesus. You need to be exactly who you are. In the flow of your life, to say yes to God's call, and then to go out there and trust that God will speak through you the word that needs to be spoken. I live in the world like you do. I read the headlines and watch the news like you do, and I know that there is need today for God's word to be spoken into this world. There is hunger and poverty and brokenness and disease and corruption and a lot of people doing a lot of things that are not good. And where is God's word? Where are God's people to speak God's word, to speak for God? I wonder, will we speak for God? Will you speak?